Approaching 8 o'clock, it's Bear Country 95.3. Mix here for the Tuesday Montague Webworks website of the week. Good day, Mick.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
There's a big event coming up this weekend, the Source to Sea Cleanup. And for folks that are in Greenfield, there's the Green River Cleanup, which happens on Saturday at the Greenfield swimming area.
That's where everybody gathers.
And we have with us today, the website of the week is ctriver.org, short for Connecticut River, ctriver.org. And we have David Bowles with us here today.
David, good morning. How are you?
Good. Nice to be here, Kevin. Thanks for inviting me.
This is an annual event.
This is the 12th annual Green River Cleanup.
Okay. How did it all start and begin?
It began with my son Noah when he went to Greenfield Community College, and he took a course there on environmental studies, and they encouraged people to take a project on. And so he and 10 college students began cleaning up out Green River Road. My family has sort of taken hold of it, and it's built into this large community event where we get a lot of great people come out and show that they care about the river and the tributaries.
Saturday, a lot of people will be gathering over at the Greenfield swimming area. Still looking for volunteers.
We are still looking for volunteers. You can just come there that day, Saturday the 26th at 9 a.m. Come and have a little breakfast with us. We will be doing the staging there, and then we'll be going out to approximately 30 sites as groups to do cleanups in those various sites.
You know, I remember talking to Mick about this in years past. There's many different ways in which people can volunteer.
Absolutely. You can show up and join a group, like David said, and then go out and actually get in the river, you know, bring shovels if you've got, and you start digging stuff out. We find tires and trailers and shopping carts and shopping carts and shopping carts. Well, actually, more tires. Or you can volunteer to be at the startup site to help lay out the food and get things prepared. We've got music, or David's got music. He's organized all this. I'm just talking about the website. And Lefties is going to be there.
Oh, yay!
That's right. They're going to have a little a beer tent. You can donate money. Call up David to talk about that to help get supplies like bags and gloves and stuff like that.
What if you have a truck?
You know, that's something I think we're going to need this year. Sometimes people come and go, but we certainly need trucks. We also need come-alongs. We need people, as Mick said, with shovels and pry bars. There is a lot of embedded stuff in the river, and what looks good is it looks like we're not going to get rain for a little bit here, and that's good in the short term because it allows for us to get further into the river, and there is certain areas that we haven't been able to get at that I think we could probably get at. We could also use some people who want to do a little boating along with Mick's group and another group we're trying to form down near Green River Park, where there's some inaccessible areas by foot, but there's a large amount of debris left over from Irene.
David, if people have questions, or maybe they can help, maybe they can donate in some sort of way, can they get in touch with you?
Well, here's what I want to mention also. The Green River Cleanup is part of the larger Source to Sea Cleanup, which is actually covering a 400-mile watershed area of the Connecticut River watershed. And there is literally over 100 cleanups happening up and down the river valley here. So if you love your river, if you love your tributaries, give a call to the Connecticut River watershed at 772-2020, extension 204, and they can hook you up with a site near where you live in your community. We certainly need people to come to the Green River Cleanup on Saturday. I think it's going to be an awesome day. And we have a number of other sponsors, a lot of good food. So it's a wonderful party, and the work that's done at the end of the day is pretty amazing.
Mick, thanks for bringing Dave by this morning.
Absolutely. And you out there, go to ctriver.org to learn some more.
There you go. Montague Webworks website of the week, this week on Bear Country 95.3.